الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم رزقني توفيق الطاعة وبعد المعصية وصدق النية وإرفان الحرمة وأكرمنا بالهدى والاستقامة وسدد ألسنتنا بالثواب والحكمة واملأ قلوبنا بالعلم والمعرفة وطهر بطوننا من الحرام والشبهة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله.
Topic, as I told you, is about سيف سجادية, supplication of مكارم الأخلاق. Imam Sajjad عليه الصلاة والسلام, whose period of imamat was about 3.5 decades, lived in Medina, spent his life in Medina, and always try to give the message of Karbala. Always try to give the message, right message to people for successfulness. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam was completely controlled by the government of Umayyah of in that time. Was controlled completely who is going to meet him, who Imam is going to meet, who comes to Imam's home, when Imam comes out of home. Hold this control. There was one way from which Imam Sajjad could give the message, convey the message, that was the book of Imam Sajjad, by supplications Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam convoyed his message through these duas, through these supplications. One of them, as I told you. Look at the speeches of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, how he gives his speeches, how he gives duas. And among these methods of duas, Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam gives his message, gives the message of Ahlul Bayt, the methods, the aim, the goal of Ahlul Bayt, to get you to close to God. Look at the speech of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam when he reached in Sham. When you will read it, you will get a surprise. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he gives a speech in Sham, we don't have a time that I explain holy speech today. Just in the beginning, I would like to give you the one phase of a speech of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam is in Sham, is giving a speech. One of the phrases of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam that gives in his speech, he says, "O Muslims, O human beings, if you want to understand, if you want to know, if you want to recognize Ahlul Bayt, recognize Ahlul Bayt with six qualities, with six specialties that we Ahlul Bayt have got. If we want to know, if we want to understand, if we want to recognize Ahlul Bayt, who are Ahlul Bayt, recognize Ahlul Bayt with these qualities which Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam gives in his speech in Sham. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam gives his speech in Sham and says, if you want to recognize Ahlul Bayt, you can recognize Ahlul Bayt through six qualities, through six specialties. Number one, al-ilm. Number two, al-hilm. Number three, wal-fasaha. When they speak, attract the people. Their speech has a peak of attraction. That's why Ibn al-Hadid, who used to live in 7th century of Islamic calendar, he says the oration of Imam Ali al-Islam from Nahjul Balagha, oration of Imam Ali al-Islam numbered 221, he says that I read more than 1,000 times, still I like to read it more, because when I read it more, when I read it once more, I get more knowledge, I get more points from this oration of Imam Ali. This is the fasaha. Then he says that collect all artists of books, artists of languages, get all those people who are expert and a peak in grammar, get them all together and give them Nahjul Balagha. When they will read this Nahjul Balagha, they will put the head in front of Nahjul Balagha. This is a fasaha. When they speak, they attract the people. When they speak, people, they get surprised. Number five, wal shuja'a. Shuja'a is among all Ahlul Bayt. You saw, you heard, you read the fight of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam with Amr ibn Abdubat. Amr ibn Abdubat, who was proudness of unbelievers, was proudful of all these kuffar, unbelievers. And that's why when he came on the ground and Imam Ali al-Islam went to give the answer to this man, was sent by the Prophet, peace be upon him, that's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that today is a complete Imam, is a complete belief, is a complete faith, one side, and unbelievers are one side. And Shuja'a of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Shuja'a of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Shuja'a of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, go through all Imams. All Imams, they were peak of shuja'a. Once upon a time, it was forbidden to go to the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody was allowed to move. Nobody was allowed to go for pilgrimage of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, just pilgrimage. But they put the condition that if somebody wants to go for the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein, he or she must give the part of the body, like a leg, like a hand. And the people, they used to give the parts of their body to go for pilgrimage of Imam Hussein. This is the muhabba. Muhabba fi qulub al-mu'minin. This sahifa sajadiye and this dua of Imam Sajjad in sahifa sajadiye is not ordinary thing. It's a unique. It's a unique. Allama Majlisi, we have two Allama Majlisis. One is Allama Muhammad Taqiya Majlisi and one another is Allama Muhammad Bakir Majlisi. Muhammad Bakir Majlisi is son of Allama Taqi, Muhammad Taqiya Majlisi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Both of them are great scholar of